Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by NMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at NMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. NMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting NMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. And old man recession, you are not through and you are doing us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody. And welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk about the stock market, inflation, Social Security, estate planning. We talk about income taxes. You name it, we talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's no exception because we have a show full of really, really boring financial stuff to talk about, and we're going to have a lot of fun with that. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America.
I love it.
And I love every second of it. Yes. And I've loved it for 30 years now. It's a passion. I love doing it. And all of the ideas, everything that we talk about on this show, we are the same ideas, the same strategy, everything that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And we now serve over 6,000 beautiful, wonderful families across the country. And our website is rpoa.com. And if you are not a client, I encourage you to go to our website. We have lots of content there for you. We have seminars, virtual ones. We've got articles, podcasts, videos, all kinds of stuff. And the ability to talk with one of our retirement planners, all of that is available to you. And it's all, if you're over 50, it's no charge or obligation. So our website is rpoa.com. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning.
We have a big show for you tonight.
We have a huge show for you tonight, Ed. So first of all, you know, I touched on this last week and I talked about the emotional curve that investors tend to ride when it comes to their investments, the stock market in particular. And one of the things that we talked about was the stage of denial, which almost every bear market has that stage, which is the denial stage. And so I'm going to ask you, and we're going to talk about it, and we're going to put it in the context of the Federal Reserve and what they said this week and what stocks and bonds are doing right now, which is very unusual. And I'm going to ask you, are you in denial when it comes to your investments? And of course, if you're in denial, you probably don't know it. So maybe I'll help you to see it. Now, also this week, want to talk with you about a question that I think it's kind of philosophical, but there's a mathematical answer to it. And that is, how much can you afford to lose before your retirement plans are at risk? And the reason I ask that question is because, as I mentioned, our firm, we work with people who are retired or retiring soon, over 50. And so, you know, this notion, which I'm also going to talk about, is that the market always comes back, right? You've probably heard that it's going to come back. Don't worry about it. Well, how much can you afford to lose? Because there's an old expression that says that the market can remain irrational far longer than you can remain solvent. Okay? So there's a point at which if you lose more than that, then you may not be able to retire, or you may not be able to stay retired, or if you can't go back to work, you can't sustain the lifestyle that you want. So I think it's a very important question to know the answer to, which is, how much can I afford to lose? You know, I call it the death line. And if you get below the death line, then your retirement may be at risk of dying. And so we're going to talk about that. Now, also, as we do every week, Social Security is probably the number one topic that we talk about with clients, prospective clients, because for most of our clients, it's the single largest source of income for them. And so we want to talk about maximizing Social Security benefits, and we have strategies number 19 this week. We have questions that were sent in. We're going to talk about that for you later on. Now, also, as I mentioned, our philosophy is that growth is important, of course, but protection of principal is even more important. And why? Because we're retirement planners. We want to get you to retirement, and we want to have your money last as long as you do while you are in retirement. And so we don't believe that you should just buy and hold and take a beating. And so the counter to that, which we call buy hold myth number one, is, hey, don't worry about it. The market always comes back. You're a long-term investor. Everything's going to be fine. Don't even worry about it. Okay, well, we're going to debunk that one for you later on in the show. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
Oh, don't you dare stop me, because on this show, do we only go there? No, we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before, and therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. Now, normally we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, but this week we're going to talk about if you have kids, young adults maybe, that are going off to college, there's some estate planning things that you need to think about in that regard, because estate planning is all about organizing your estate to maximize it. And so we're going to talk about planning for your college student. Many of you, I'm sure, have college students that just started back up to school, so we'll talk about that.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
Yes, those little squirts. So let's talk about, are you in denial with your investment? Well, actually, before we do that, I got to give you a quick update. I went to visit my grandson. It's for 1 year birthday. Had a birthday party for him. It was a pool party. And I got to say, you know, you guys who've been listening to the show for a while, you know, I haven't been like on board with this whole grandfather thing. Okay, because all he's done so far is steal my wife from me. I never see her anymore. She's always like, oh, Nathaniel. And I've been relegated to the junk heap. But, he started to grow on me. He's not there yet, but he's getting there. He's real cute. He actually likes me now. He knows who I am. He reaches for me. We went swimming in the pool together. And, you know, maybe there's something to this grandfather thing. I'll keep you posted. Right now, I'm still skeptical. So let's talk about, are you in denial with your investment? So, you know, one of the things that happens in major bear markets like 2008, like Y2K, the Great Depression, all those kinds of really big, bad bear markets, is that they're preceded by a period of euphoric investing. They're preceded by a period where people are throwing caution to the wind. They're just buying everything in sight. There's no risk anymore. And people just, you know, and so you see the market just fly through the sky. And we saw that with technology stocks and Y2K. We saw that with real estate in 2008. And we've seen it this with the pandemic. You know, people were just dumping money in all those meme stocks and, you know, GameStop and all that kind of stuff that was going on because they had helicopter money. The government basically threw $8 trillion out of a helicopter, and everybody was stuck at home. So they started buying stocks with it, drove the stock market way up. Inflation took hold. And as you know, inflation inflates stock prices too. And so you have this big euphoric momentum that drives the market way, 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 way up. Well, then what happens is there's a period where all of a sudden maybe things aren't as good as we in our euphoria thought. And so there's a moment of anxiety. And when that anxiety happens, you have a down in the markets, the beginning of that big bad bear. It starts to come down. And it goes down a lot. It gets everybody's attention, just like it did this year, right? We had a big peak before the end of last year, and then all of a sudden it just takes this big drop, massive downturn. Oh my gosh. But then what happens is there's a period of denial. Oh no, this is a buying opportunity. This isn't really a bear market. The Fed's gonna save us. Everything's gonna be okay. You watch. This is nothing. Well, then during that period of denial, there's a big buy because people who are thinking, okay, this is the time to buy. So there's a big buy that happens. And when that happens, it usually retraces about half the losses that occurred in the anxiety phase. And that is exactly, ladies and gentlemen, what happened this year, right? We had the big drop, about a 30%er, right? And then what happened? We had a big rise in July, bought back almost half of what happened. This is natural and normal. It happened in every major bear market since the Great Depression. So then what happens is, though, is that now then reality starts to set in, and then fear starts to happen, and then panic. And that's when you get the big bad leg down, that after that denial period. So my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, is, are you in denial? Are you in that denial phase? Because if you are, then you could be facing, when the fear and the panic comes, which is what's next in our view, what you could be seeing is a major loss in your money, in your investments. And if you're about to retire or want to, or if you're already retired and you're supporting your lifestyle with that money, you got troubles if that happens. Now, our strategy said to sell in November of 2007, which was before the stock market crash of 2008 and all of that. Our strategy, our investor protect strategy, tends to trigger us, tell us to sell during the anxiety phase. And of course, then what happens is a big rebound after that. And everybody's like, oh, you guys are wrong. You're crazy. Why did you say sell? But then after that, we get validated, you know, in the past. So the thing that I want to go over with you is that the Federal Reserve reiterated this week, there's going to be pain. They reiterated this week, they are going to keep raising interest rates until the job is done. Don't underestimate what the Fed is saying. Don't be in denial. Okay? That's my advice to you. But you can take that for what you paid for it. But the other thing that's happening right now is that stocks and bonds, when things are bad, they both go down at the same time. This is very unusual. And this happens in times of major, terrible bear markets as well. So this is something that you should also pay attention to. So here's what I want you to do. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can sign up for our seminars on retirement planning during uncertain times. You can visit with the retirement planner and decide if our investment protect strategy is for you. And as you know, we have our clients out of all stocks and bonds right now. We've told them to sell everything, and we're looking at short-term bonds right now to get into, but for the time being, we're not in all of those things, and maybe that's where you should be. So you can find out by going to our website. It's rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how much can you afford to lose before your retirement plans are at risk. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. We are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning. And I think it is just a noble thing to do, to help people to enjoy their second childhood without parental supervision, to go play, have fun, enjoy, to have peace of mind when it comes to their money. If we can accomplish those things, then I think we've done a good thing.
I feel good.
And I do, and I do. And so I hope you are having a fantastic weekend. We work with now our firm. We work with over 6,000 beautiful families around the country, and we are so fortunate to do that. And as I said, our goal is to have our clients' money last as long as you do. We want you to just enjoy your retirement and never run out, never become a burden to your family. And so that's what we do. And our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, we have seminars that you can attend virtually for free. We also have videos, articles, we podcast this show. We got lots of stuff. You can visit with one of our retirement planners. We have all kinds of stuff there available to help you to achieve your retirement goals. And so our website again is rpoa.com. So I want to ask you a philosophical question here, which is, how much can you afford to lose before your retirement plans are at risk? And the reason I'm asking that question is because in the fourth segment of the show this week, I'll be talking with you about buy hold myth number one, which is the market always comes back. And I'm going to get to that one and hopefully give you some sanity on that particular one. But if people are giving you advice that, you know, the market comes back, don't sell, don't get out, you're a long-term investor, all that kind of thing, then it means that when the bear market hits, and you know, you've heard this show, I think that this, what we are in right now, is not done by any means. I think we got the third leg down, and I think it's going to be significant. And of course, as you know, we've told our clients to be out right now. We're in protection mode. We are neither in stocks nor long-term bonds. We're looking at short-term bonds because we think there's opportunity there, but we are risk-off right now, okay? So my question is, so I think it's an important question for you to consider, which is, how much can you afford to lose before your retirement is at risk? And the reason why I say that is because you're not 30 years old anymore if you're looking at retirement in most cases, okay? So you don't have the same amount of time ahead of you. If you're 60 years old, you don't have, you know, 40 years before you retire and you start living on your money. You're probably going to live on it within the next few years. And the issue that happens, there's this term which talks about, when is the worst time to experience a loss? And many studies have shown that if you experience a large loss early in your retirement career, and I do call it a career, then what happens is it has a disproportionately negative effect on how long your money is going to last. You know, when many surveys have been done asking people, you know, when would you prefer to take, a large loss in your investments, when you're 60 or when you're 80? And most people will say, you know, I'd rather do it when I'm 60 because I got time to build it back up again. Well, that's wrong, because if you have it when you're 80, you live for a long time before it happens, right? You get to live for 15, 17 years before it happens. So if you take a loss early, what happens is that now your investments need to earn a higher rate of return to support the same lifestyle that you had before. So let me give you some math just to illustrate my point. Let's say that you have $100. And let's say you have $1 million. That's my favorite number. Let's go with $1 million. You've got $1 million, okay? And we've decided that $40,000 is what you can live on, okay? So 4%. So now you have your $1 million, 4% is 40,000. And now what happens is that you take a 50% loss on your money. Okay, so now your money went from $1 million to 500,000. But you still need the same $40,000 to live on. That didn't change. So $40,000 is now not 4% of $500,000. It's now 8% of $500,000. So now what happens is that your investments have to make 8% to support the same lifestyle that you were able to when you had your $1 million. So when you take a loss, now the amount that your investments can produce in income most likely is going to be reduced as well. And so what happens then is that you start taking, if you're taking 8% out, now your investments have to not only make, you know, they have to make the 8% to cover what you're taking out, and now there's no growth happening there. And if there's inflation like we got now, guess what happens? Your cost of living is going up, but your money isn't earning enough to cover that. It's a recipe for disaster.
Oh, I'm so scared.
And you know, that's why, you know, I've said many times on the show and in our seminars and all that, that when you are retired or you are retiring soon, the way you think in terms of your investments, the way you think about supporting your lifestyle is different. And the reason why it's different is because you don't have wages anymore. And when you don't have wages, protecting what you've got becomes way more important than if you're a 35-year-old with 30 years ahead of you where you're not even going to touch your investments because you're living on your wages. So it's a different paradigm shift. And how much can you afford to lose before your retirement plans are at risk? I can't answer that one on the air because I don't know you personally and I don't know your situation. But basically the equation is, if the value of your money goes down far enough, then the money you're taking out becomes such a ball and chain that your investments are trying to swim upstream, but the ball and chain is pulling them down, and you drown your retirement. And, you know, farmers call it eating your seed corn. You know, if you eat enough of your seed corn, yeah, growth season may come back, but you ain't got enough seed to plant anymore, and you're not going to have a full harvest. So that kind of thinking, I'm hoping that I'm helping you to see the difference. You can't be thinking, in my view, the way you thought when you were 30, 40, maybe even 50. You need to start thinking about protecting what you have. And as I said, right now, we're counseling our clients. The downside risk right now, in our view, is way, way too much. And so our Invest and Protect strategy told us to sell several months ago. And since then, we have been out of stocks, we've been out of bonds, and we're just in cash. And the thing about cash right now is the Fed's your friend. They're raising interest rates. And if they raise interest rates, cash makes more money. So you're in a safe place. And you're making, and the Fed is your friend. They're putting, they're increasing interest rates, and they're making you more money. I mean, to me, that's a wonderful scenario, and I can sleep at night. So, if you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Attend our seminar. We have a seminar on retirement planning in uncertain times. We talk about the whole gamut that we can think of: Social Security, income taxes, your insurance. We talk about our Invest and Protect strategy. We talk about what we call your magic number, how to calculate if you have enough to retire on. We talk about where to get income from. We talk about how to fight inflation. I mean, we got a lot of stuff in that seminar.
Shazam!
Yes, and you can attend at no charge or obligation. It's virtual. Now, you also can visit with one of our retirement planners, and they'll help you to build your plan at no charge or obligation as well. Go to our website. It's all there for you. It's rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about Social Security strategies to maximize your Social Security number 19. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. We are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means we work with the most wonderful people in the entire universe. We work with people who are over 50, retired, retiring soon.
Wow!
Yes. And one of the great pleasures of working with people in that category is that they are in the second happiest period of their entire life. Did you know that? Many studies have said, you know, when's the happiest time of your life? Which decade is it? Of course, when you're in college, that's the good time. That's number one. But then number two, interestingly, is people who are in the decade from 60 to 70. That is the happiest time other than when they were in college. And it's why we call it your second childhood without parental supervision. It's kind of like when you went to college and you didn't have your parents breathing down your neck and you're having fun. So our entire goal, everything that we do, our all the resources, everything that we do is geared around facilitating whatever your second childhood without parental supervision means to you.
There's no doubt about it.
There's no doubt. And our website is rpoa.com. We currently work with over 6,000 beautiful, wonderful families. We'd love to work with you if it's a right fit. So go there, check us out, and see if maybe you want to visit with us. So one of the topics that comes up almost invariably when we're talking with prospective clients, with existing clients, is Social Security and the strategies around that. And so that's why I devote this segment of the show every week to Social Security. You guys can make my life easy. Send me your questions, and I'll endeavor to answer them. So I've got some questions. I try to bunch the questions kind of topically so that we can stay on the same theme. So this week we're going to talk about widowhood. And so first question is, I am widowed. My intent was to collect on my husband's Social Security when I reach 66. I want to work part-time and let my benefits increase at 8% per year until I'm 70. Okay, that's the normal increase, at which point I would claim. By doing this, my benefit will increase approximately $700 per month. Wow. Since I turned 62 before the end of 2015, my understanding is that I could file what's called a restricted application. This is a pretty smart person here. They know their stuff. And she says, I can file a restricted application for my spousal benefit now and continue to grow my own benefit until I'm 70. Am I correct in my assumption? Well, the answer is yes and no. Okay, so first of all, you're talking about a restricted application. That doesn't apply with a survivor benefit. Okay, so the conversation about that doesn't apply to you. But so you're not affected by those rules. However, you can still claim your survivor benefit when you turn 66 and then switch to your own benefit when you turn 70 if it's higher. So your strategy is right, but the reasoning behind it is wrong, if that makes sense. But thank you for your question. All right, question number two here. This one is just a basic question. It's like, suppose I'm the high earner and suppose the high earner of the couple dies young and doesn't have 35 years of earning history. Is his wife's survivor benefit his Social Security at the time of death, or will the survivor benefit be recalculated with zeros to reflect his actual work history? And actually, the answer is neither of the above. What they'll do is they will calculate the Social Security benefit as if he had worked an entire career based on what he was earning at the time of his death, okay? And then that will determine the death benefit for the survivor. So that's kind of a good thing, the way they do that. It's a plus. So, all right, one more question here. Can a widow who started to collect on her survivor benefit at age 60 pay Social Security back and start to collect at a higher amount when she's 66? What do you think, Jack? Jack says yes. You're right. Yes. Now, it's subject to the revised rules on withdrawals and benefit repayments, so you only have 12 months to do that. But yeah, if you started collecting and you change your mind, give it all back within the same year, and you can collect a higher amount. Okay? All right. So Social Security, as I mentioned, is complex. And don't do it by yourself, because in my opinion, what will happen is if you make a small error and it costs you $100 a month or $200 a month, over your lifetime, that's tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars you're leaving on the table. So talk with a professional, work it through, look at all the what ifs and all of that. And we want to help you to do that. We'll do it with you at no charge or obligation. So if you go to our website and click, it's rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And if you click on meet with an advisor, you can sit down with one of our retirement planners, either in person or virtually. And what we'll do is we'll go over your retirement plan holistically, okay? So Social Security fits within the whole thing. It's difficult to plan Social Security without taking into account your age, your health, your income, your other sources of income, your expenses, your tax bracket, all those kind of things we need to put into context to build a retirement plan of which Social Security is part of. And if we do it in that way, then you can make, I think, informed and intelligent decisions with regard to your Social Security. And our retirement planners are trained, and we certify them once a year in Social Security to make sure they're up to speed, and we want to help you with all of that. So our website, again, is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to...
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Well, you are correct. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about buy hold myth number one, which is, hey, don't worry about it. The market always comes back. Yeah, right. Stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. Diamonds are forever. Yes, indeed. But you know what? I think that great financial planning, retirement planning ideas are even better. A good retirement plan, I think, is way more valuable than diamonds, even though they may last forever. And hopefully, maybe you can even buy your loved one some diamonds here and there. That would be kind of cool. Anyway, we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work with the most wonderful people in the entire universe, people who are about to embark or are already embarked on their second childhood without parental supervision. And whatever that means to you, we want to help facilitate that. Our goal for you is to have your money last as long as you do, number one. And secondly, we want you to have financial peace of mind. Ooh la la. And so in my view, in our view, to do that, we need to build for you a retirement plan that you have confidence in, that you can sleep at night with. And part of that is, in our view, having a strategy to protect against the downside. Because I don't think you lose too much sleep if your investments are going up 20% a year. But I think you do lose a lot of sleep if your investments are going down 20% a year. So we want to help you to sleep at night, have that peace of mind. And so we have a philosophy in terms of how we manage our clients' monies. Now, just to put it in context, we don't just manage our clients' monies. We also provide you with advice on your insurance, on your Social Security, your income taxes, your estate planning, you know, all those kind of things that are part and parcel of your retirement plan. But one of the things that we do is to manage our clients' monies, okay? Because we want you to get out of here. Go play. Go have fun, okay? Let me worry about this so you don't have to. And so we have a set of investment principles. And one of them says that growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. And as I talked about in the first two segments of this show, one of the biggest dangers that you have to your ability to retire or your ability to retire and have your money last as long as you do is taking a large loss early in your retirement. And as you know, our Invest and Protect strategy told us to advise our clients to get out of stocks, and we've sold all of our long-term bonds, and we did that months ago. And the reason why is because the downside risk became way too much greater than the upside potential in our view. And when that happens, we want to protect against that. That's why we call it Invest and Protect. Now, our philosophy is contrary to what I would say is the prevailing way of thinking, which is buy and hold, which is, you know, you buy a good some quality investments, you rebalance it periodically, and, you know, maybe every once in a while you look to see if the investments you have need to be replaced, but basically you never ever sell. You just stay in and go forever, which, by the way, my daughter, who is my youngest, who's now she's 26, but at the time she was 19, she goes, "Daddy, if somebody just buys investments for you and then you just stay in them forever and you never sell them, then why do you pay them anything?" And I said, "I don't know, darling." That's a very good question. You can just do that online, right? You don't need to pay somebody to just buy something and hold it forever. But be that as it may, one of the reasons why they tell you should buy and just hold is because the market always comes back. It always has. I mean, look at it. When has it not come back? And yeah, that may be true. But the problem is, as I mentioned at the top of the show, you know, the market has a way of being irrational longer than you can remain solvent. So let's look at this notion that the market always comes back. And let's unwrap that and let's look at what that means. So if you look at the Great Depression, that was the mother, you know, of all bear markets, in my view. That one in 1929 took a 90% drop. 90%, think about that. And guess how long it took before the Dow got back to where it was before the crash of 1929? It was 1954. It took 25 years to get back to even. Okay, so I dare say many of you can't wait 25 years to get back to even again. But that's a Great Depression. You know, the other thing is you look at the Japanese stock market. They peaked in 1989. They're still down over 20% from 1989. They've never recovered. So the Japanese who bought and held, they'll never get back to even, in my view. Okay, so but we're America. We're America. We're the greatest. We're not Japan. Okay, fine. Great Depression, too far away. Throw it out. Ignore that one. All right, fine. Let's look at Y2K. In Y2K, the S&P, the stock market, went down 49% from peak to trough, and it took until 2007 to get back to even. So it took 7 years. But if you look at it in the context of what happened after that, in 2008, the market went down again, the S&P did, and it went down 57%. And then it wasn't until 2013 till it got back to even, which was 5 years. So in theory, if you look at it, if you look at a chart, you can see that the stock market, the S&P, from the peak in Y2K till 2013, it was about even. So it took 13 years with two bear markets in between to get back to even. And if you're living on your money during all of that, oh my gosh, do you have peace of mind when your investments drop by 49% and then followed it up 6 years, 7 years later with a 57%er?
Hey, fellas, what's cooking? It's me!
The Three Stooges. So, I just don't know how you sleep at night. I don't know how you have any peace of mind. And certainly, I don't know how you have your money last as long as you do in that kind of an environment. Now, right now, as we look at the landscape, the downside risk right now is potentially a bear market for the ages right now. I mean, with the inflation we have, with the cost of everything going up, Europe is collapsing potentially. They're one of our biggest trading partners. Companies' profits could be hurt by that. As inflation goes up, companies' costs go up right with it. Their profits are hurt by that as well. And as you know, our view is that the stock market is a reflection of company profits. And if their profits go down, stock market goes down. So right now, the risk is inordinate in our view. And if you're over 50, you're retired, retiring soon, my question is, do you want to wait for the market to come back? What if it takes 7 years? What if it takes 13 years? What if it takes 25 years? Can you afford to take that risk? If you can, more power to you. But if the answer is no, then maybe you should consider protecting yourself right now. And right now, we're counseling our clients to not have any stocks or any longer-term bonds. And that's where we sit. So go to our website, rpoa.com. Visit with one of our retirement planners, watch our videos, listen to our podcasts, attend our virtual seminars, educate yourself. This is a time, I think, that you should be thinking in terms of defending and protecting yourself. So our website, again, is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about your college kids and estate planning. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are wallowing in champagne. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am senior retirement planner and founder of Retirement Planners of America.
To infinity and beyond.
Yes, indeed. And we're a firm that specializes in retirement planning, which means that we work with people who are over 50, who are retired, retiring soon. And I think that's the most wonderful time of your entire life. I think it's even better than college although when you were in college, you got to play on your parents' dime. So that was actually maybe better. But second only to that, I think it's the best time of your life. And our firm, Retirement Planners of America, our goal is to facilitate what we call your second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play. We want you to have fun. We want you to enjoy, have peace of mind. And we want your money to last as long as you do. And in that vein, I'll just tell you, in case you don't know, that several months ago now, we told our clients to get to sell all of their stocks. And then also, we're not in any longer-term bonds because the Fed raising interest rates just doesn't work well in that environment usually. And so our Invest and Protect strategy told us to sell, just like it did in November of 2007 before the stock market crash, the credit crisis, just like it did literally the day before the pandemic was announced in 2020. So if you want to learn more about protecting your retirement and what you should be thinking now with regard to, you know, our view being that the market here has not even begun its last leg, it's just starting. And so if you want to protect yourself and learn all about that, again, our website is rpoa.com. Now, this is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, also known as estate planning. Now, estate planning is the act of organizing your estate. And so one of the things that, is part of your beneficiaries and all of that is potentially a college student. And so when they go off to college, there are some planning things that you need to be thinking about in our view. And so our estate tip this week is planning for your college student, since it's probably about time when your college student has left home and gone to school, gotten out of your hair. So we're going to do that. But first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
Yes, and indeed, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes, probate, all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about that, you know, no matter how close you are with your child, when they leave your home, it's important to remember that legally, you may not hold the same rights in your relationship that you did for the first 18 years of your child's life. Because once they turn 18, in many states, they are now an adult, okay? And as a legal adult, after attaining the age of 18, your child should have several legal documents in place that allow you to provide the support and obtain information if something unexpected happens to them, okay? Because once they become an adult, you don't have the same rights as a parent. They're an adult now. And so there are some documents you should think about. So once you're no longer your child's legal guardian, any matters that pertain to their health cannot be disclosed to you without your child's consent. So, for example, if your child has an accident and becomes temporarily incapacitated, there'd be no way for you to obtain that consent, and you would likely be denied access to your child's medical information to make medical decisions for them to help them with the accident they just had, okay? So one of the things, you don't want to think about this. You love your child and you don't want to think negative things, but in our view, it's important to plan for the worst and hope for the best, right? And so therefore, making sure you have documents. Your child maybe, you know, they're not as old as you are, but the same documents we've talked about that you should have now that they're an adult, maybe they should have as well, which is they name a power of attorney to have the decision-making power over their investments, over their medical decisions, all those kind of things. Now, in addition to naming somebody to manage medical issues, your child should also, as I just said, make sure that they've named somebody to handle their finances for them as well. Because even though you're their parent, now that they're an adult, you don't have the right to spend their money or even spend money on them without it being potentially a gift. So there's a lot of things for you to think about there. So when your child goes off to college and they're over 18, you got to think about a few things, okay? So I'm sorry to give you homework, but what am I good for if I don't tell you what you need to know?
I'm glad we had this talk.
Well, I am too, Tom. So if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, then here's what I want you to do. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com, retirementplannersofamerica.com. And when you're there, you can attend our seminars. We have a brand new seminar on Social Security planning that's coming out. I'm not exactly sure the date and time, but it's on there. You can see it. Also, and it's virtual, you can attend our Retirement Planning in Uncertain Times also, which is a seminar where we try to give you the big picture on retirement planning. We talk about Social Security, when and how to take it. We talk about strategies to reduce your income taxes once you retire. We talk about do you have enough money to retire in the first place, your magic number, as we call it. We talk about where you get income while you are retired. You know, do you get it from your IRAs? If you have annuities, where do you go to get your income? What about maximizing your Social Security? When and how to take that? We talk about that. So we have a lot of information that I think will be of benefit to you. The seminar is virtual, and there's no charge for those of you who are over 50. So if you go to our website at rpoa.com, you can sign up for it and you can attend. Also, while you're there.
Oh, dear. That's too wonderful to be true.
Oh, Dorothy, it is not too wonderful to be true because it is true. Somebody needs to have a talk with that young lady. Anyway, the other thing you can do is you can visit with one of our retirement planners and have them build for you a retirement plan. We call it retirement cash flow plan, help you to determine how much risk is appropriate for you, if you can retire, all that kind of stuff, and we'll do it for you at no charge or obligation. So if you go to our website, rpoa.com, we have all that there for you. We want to help you if we can. All right, so you know what? The show's over already. I cannot believe it. It's gone by so quickly. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Of course not. It's over.
only the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Murray or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.